phoning home in flight? Not so fast, my friend. Keeping 777X production at home. And no sign of mechanical failure in Glasgow. This is Aero News for Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Transportation and Infrastructure Chairman Bill Schuster, Republican of Pennsylvania, introduced a bill Monday prohibiting in-flight cell phone voice communications on commercial aviation flights. Schuster's legislation, the, quote, Prohibiting In-Flight Voice Communications on Mobile Wireless Devices Act of 2013, end quote, comes in the wake of the Federal Communications Commission's announcement of plans to review the current ban on the use of cell phones for calls in the aircraft cabin during flights. About his bill, Congressman Schuster says, quote, For passengers, being able to use their phones and tablets to get online or send text messages is a useful in-flight option. But if passengers are going to be forced to listen to the gossip in the aisle seat, it's going to make for a very long flight. For those few hours in the air with 150 other people, it's just common sense that we all keep our personal lives to ourselves and stay off the phone, end quote. The legislation simply prohibits the use of mobile devices for voice communications during the in-flight portion of any scheduled domestic commercial flight, exempting any on-duty members of the flight crew and flight attendants or federal law enforcement personnel acting in an official capacity. I'm just curious, Mr. Schuster. Ever heard of noise-canceling headphones? Personally, I'd rather someone in the seat next to me blather away on a cell phone than bore me with their incessant conversation. Citing miles-wide and miles-deep support for aerospace manufacturing, Washington's federal delegation made their case on Monday in a letter to the Boeing Company to base 777X production in Washington State. The state's delegation of 2 senators and 10 representatives told Boeing that when it comes to aerospace, quote, No state's federal delegation can compare to our enthusiasm and commitment, end quote. The letter states in part, again quoting, Washington is the aerospace capital of the world, and while we recognize that the Boeing company faces an increasingly competitive environment and must undertake a thorough process to determine where to place production, we are confident that a full analysis of options will show that Washington State stands apart from the competition, end quote. Several other states are also wooing Boeing for the jobs that production of the 777X will bring to whatever location is selected. The UK Air Accidents Investigation Branch has released an initial report saying there were no signs of major mechanical failure in the recent crash of a police helicopter in Glasgow, Scotland. 9 were killed, 32 injured, 12 seriously, when the chopper crashed into the crowded Clutha pub, a popular night spot in central Glasgow that was crowded with patrons enjoying a live music performance on the eve of St. Andrew's Day, Scotland's national day of celebration, when the accident occurred. All 3 occupants of the helicopter perished, along with 9 inside the bar. A witness described hearing a noise like a loud misfiring car, followed by silence. He then saw the helicopter descend rapidly. The initial evidence indicated that the helicopter struck the flat roof of the single-story building with a high rate of descent and low to negligible forward speed. The helicopter is not fitted with a flight data recorder or a black box, but preliminary investigations show both the main and tail rotors to be intact, but they were not rotating at the time of the crash. The initial assessment also provided no evidence of major mechanical disruption to either engine. The investigation is continuing. Southwest Airlines has acquired 12 takeoff and landing slots for 6 round-trip flights at New York's LaGuardia Airport, being divested by American Airlines as part of the merger with U.S. Airways. In addition, Southwest gained permanent control of 10 takeoff and landing slots, again for 5 round-trip flights, that it currently operates under a lease from American. Details of the transactions are confidential, but Southwest plans to begin its new service at LaGuardia in May 2014. Details of the new service will be available a bit later this month. The Ohio Airspace Strategic Integration Study, or OASIS, which kicked off in February 2012 and is set to be completed early next year, will lead to developing a unique national capability in Ohio for flying unmanned aircraft systems. The study is intended to serve as a national model for the Air Force that coordinates federal, state, and local governments, aviation groups, academic institutions, private industry, and other stakeholders. The study is funded through the State of Ohio Development Services Agency. The idea behind OASIS is to solve military airspace requirements in a way that meets the needs of other airspace users. That includes the Federal Aviation Administration and NASA, which are working with the Air Force in developing ways to integrate unmanned aircraft systems into the national airspace system. When Aero News continues, Southwest wants you to help fight taxes. Orion reaches another milestone. And was it a dream or a nightmare?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, December 11th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Southwest Airlines is enlisting the aid of its passengers to fight an increase in the TSA passenger security tax from $2 to $5 in next year's budget. In an open letter to passengers posted on the company website, the airline says that the Obama administration has plans to triple that tax by 2017. In the letter, Southwest Executive Vice President Don Ricks says that the U.S. airlines and their customers are already subject to 17 different federal taxes and fees, which totaled nearly $19 billion in 2012. According to Ricks, since 2007, TSA is screening 11% fewer passengers, while their budget has increased by 18%. Simply put, he says, quote, TSA does not need the money, end quote. NASA engineers and contractors have successfully completed the Orion Launch Abort System, or LAS, tower, marking a milestone that puts NASA one step closer to sending Orion 3,600 miles into space on the uncrewed Exploration Flight Test 1, or EFT-1 mission, scheduled to launch in September of 2014. The LAS is designed to protect astronauts if a problem arises during launch, by pulling the Orion spacecraft away from a failing rocket. The LAS, built and processed at Kennedy Space Center in Florida, is comprised of three motors, the abort, attitude control, and jettison motor. In a worst-case scenario, the abort motor would propel the crew module away from the launch pad. The attitude control motor would be used to steer the vehicle, producing up to 7,000 pounds of thrust, and the jettison motor, that will be used during EFT-1, will pull the LAS away from the crew module, allowing its parachutes to deploy and the vehicle to land. Because EFT-1 is an uncrewed mission, only the jettison motor will be active on the LAS. The tower structure will detach itself from the crew module as it would during a normal ascent. This flight test will provide information on the abort system's performance during the vehicle's trip to space. Okay, we've all had that dream where the hotel room door closes and locks behind you, leaving you standing there in only your BVDs or worse. But imagine this. A passenger on an ExpressJet flight flying on a codeshare operated by United Express from Lafayette, Louisiana to Houston, Texas on Friday decided the flight was the perfect time to catch up on a little sleep. So he closed his eyes for a nap. You might say a long winter's nap. But when he woke up, he found himself locked inside the airplane with the lights off and no one else on board. Passenger Tom Wagner was supposed to fly on to California, but the flight had a layover in Houston, and he somehow got overlooked as he slept in his seat while the plane was parked for the night. Television station KTRK reports that Wagner called his girlfriend, who at first thought he was joking when he said he was sitting alone on a parked airplane. It reportedly took about half an hour for him to be found and let off the plane. In a statement to the station, ExpressJet said, quote, "A passenger remained on board Flight 4245, operating as United Express from Lafayette, Louisiana to Houston on Friday, December the 6th, after all other passengers had deplaned. ExpressJet is investigating to determine how this occurred. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience this caused for the passenger," end quote. Well, Mr. Wagner missed his connection, but the airline rebooked him on a later flight, provided him with a hotel room, and gave him a $250 voucher on a future United flight for the incident. Maybe they should have also given him a packet of no-dose pills. And this final interesting note that has nothing to do with aviation, but if you use the format of writing your day and date as the day, the month, and the year, as is done mostly in the UK and Europe, today is 11-12-13. Think about it. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.